So pleased to be joined right now by the legendary Don Shula. You can't say Super Bowl without mentioning this man's name, and he's kind enough to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Super Bowl 46. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Anything close to Cleveland, I'm very happy to be a part of.
Well, we love having you. And, Coach, the first place I want to start is just watching this game that you've been such a big part of grow as it has in magnitude, to see what you're seeing here, this Radio Row mania and so much attention, and taking it back to when you were first involved with this, how much more quaint it had to seem back then.
I'll tell you, I got a great story for you. We practiced outside of the hotel up at the Gulf Ocean Mile in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And it was about a 30-minute drive, and we'd get off the bus, and I would go into the hotel lobby bar for my press conference in a hotel. And there's like three or four writers sitting around for the press conference.
Right.
Now you come here and you see what's going on and Radio Row and, you know, all of the excitement that's going on. And how many media do you estimate are here?
I think it's between 3,000 and 4,000 internationally that are on hand for this. And compared to the days when you could just have that conversation with a few guys, right?
It's unbelievable, yeah, the way it's changed and the growth, the popularity of the game.
Did you see that? I mean, could you honestly say that you envisioned that back
then? I don't think anybody could ever say that, you know, the way it's grown and the popularity, the way that it has. I mean, you knew that it was a good game. You knew that you had good people running it. The league, you know, the ownership, they get together and they have committees that study television and they study the competitive aspects of the game.
Right.
And they're always doing things to improve the game. And there's, and a lot of times they give up a lot of their own abilities to do move ahead on their own to be able to do things as a league. And I think that was very important in success.
I know everyone can always say, oh, it was always better back in the day, always better when I played or when I coached. And you've experienced this league as both a former player, starting your career with the Browns as a defensive back back in 51, but also as obviously the winningest coach in the history of this game. Is it a better game in any way, or how do you compare it to what you remember?
I think it's a better game. I think it's so much more specialized than it used to be. In the early days, you even had guys, you know, Chuck Mynarik at Pittsburgh Philadelphia with the Eagles.
Right.
Played both ways, played offense and defense. You don't find that guy anymore.
No.
Because the game is so specialized that the offensive players all work together, the defensive guys, and they get the best talent for those situations, and then that's what's made the game better.
This particular matchup obviously brings together two of the better coaches in the game, and I know from your coaching perspective that's probably you have an admiration when you see it. Let's talk about the job that Bill Belichick has done. Obviously, the three Super Bowls he's won, the multiple Super Bowls he's been in as a head coach, this being the fifth time. Your thoughts on the job he's done with this Patriots team?
Well, you got to give him credit for their accomplishments, and you know, he's developed just a great quarterback in Tom Brady. And you got to have that great quarterback going for you.
Sure.
And they've got him in Tom Brady and up there. And then you take the Giants with Eli Manning, who's already won a Super Bowl. And, he gives them that kind of leadership that Peyton Manning and Archie Manning, the Manning family, and what they've done for the National Football League. But that's what, when you look at both franchises, you look at the quarterbacks, and they're just up here. They're elite.
Right, right. And the, you know, it's interesting that defense, and that's where your roots go, obviously, as a player, have played a very small role, and maybe some would argue no role in the Patriots' ability to get here. And for the football purist, maybe it's a little hard to comprehend. How do you handle the idea that, you know, you're next to last in the league in ranked in defense, and you're still in the Super Bowl?
You know, that's hard to figure out because they didn't have a good year defensively. But then, who was it? I guess Denver, Tebow came in there.
Right.
And they just shut him down.
Sure.
I mean, they just showed that they are a good defensive football team. And it's going to be really interesting to see in the Super Bowl just, you know, how good a defense they have in New England or whether or not it's a weakness. Because surely you know, Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning, and the Giants are going to try to exploit it if there are weaknesses on that side of the ball.
We're speaking with Don Shula, the legend, joining us here, of course, born in Grand River, Ohio, Harvey High School in Painesville, former Cleveland Brown. He's all about, we think of him as the ultimate Dolphin, but he's certainly big presence in Cleveland. And let's talk about that, too, this Browns team that you know quite well, and the people affiliated with this, Brian Wiedemeyer especially, and others. Your thoughts just on where the program is and how you see it going, because I know you follow it closely.
I do follow it, you know, because of Brian and because of Tom Heckert Jr., and his father worked for me and did a great job for me. And then Mike Holmgren. I mean, you can't get better football people than that.
Right.
You know, I always said when I was coaching in Miami, if I ever went anywhere, Brian Wiedemeyer would be the first guy who would take with me.
Right.
To, you know, start my organization and hire the right people and, you know, run that side of the operation. So, you know, that's really helped me.
And there is, you know, people talk about this is you and I had a conversation once before, and I think I was talking with you about the insecurity of the coaching profession, that it seems like teams are so impatient. And you came back to me, you said, when were teams patient?
Yeah.
you don't remember a time when that was ever any different. So people, fans, everybody wants it to happen. Now we understand that, but there is something to be said for allowing something to kind of unfold and take hold, that you get a foundation and let it grow.
Yeah, you got to give the coach a chance. You got to give the organization a chance to, you know, put their plan in place from the top all the way through the last player on the roster. And when that happens, then you evaluate, you know, what you've done and the decisions that you've made. And if you've won more than you've lost, and you know, they're going to say nice things about you. But if you haven't won more than you've lost, they're going to find out some negative things to say.
And, Coach, you really have to appreciate, I guess, with Tom Coughlin, because there's a guy in the New York media market who's heard it any number of times, you know, hey, he's got to go, they got to fire him, and that happened right up through and before they won the Super Bowl after the 2007 season, beat the Patriots, and it happened really throughout this year, 9-7 finish, and look where they are.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, because, you know, the guy's won a Super Bowl, and you know that he's a good football coach, and he just does things the right way.
Right.
And you admire him for, you know, what they've accomplished. And so I think that the Giant fans ought to stand back and applaud.
When you visited with our show earlier in the season and you made a comment, in fact, it got picked up nationally, just about the fact that, hey, the 72 Dolphins don't sit around as a bunch of, quote, bitter old men rooting against anybody to have the perfection. And Green Bay was rolling along for a long time, and then it stopped for them. So another year where that 72 team does stand with that honor of being the only perfect team. But as you look at that and reflect on that now, you know, we think of the two teams that are here as being really good representatives, I think, of the league, of the AFC, NFC. And the fact that they don't come in with perfect records, so what? But I would say that, you know, that perfection, the pride of that perfection, still has to be something that stays with you and the others who are part of it.
When you think about it, nobody had done it for the 50 years before we did it. Nobody's done it in, what, 50 or 60 years since we've done it. That tells you the magnitude of the accomplishment. So, you know, we're happy with that. We're proud of it. If somebody else does it or wins more games and goes undefeated or runs the table, I'm going to call that coach and congratulate him. And I'm sure our players will call their players and congratulate them, you know, and
sure,
just give them their due.
The ring you wear on your left is from?
That's the perfect season ring.
That's the perfect season ring.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And that's the one that's take a lot of pride and joy with that, with that ring.
Speaks for itself. Beautiful. And great to be in Indianapolis, where there is a Shula's restaurant here. I heard a rumor you were in there the other night.
Oh, yeah. We spend a lot of time in restaurants eating.
That's a good thing to do. And those are great, great places.
And we try to pick Shula's restaurants. And now the Shula Burger is our is our new thought. So
is that the new? Okay, beautiful.
And order the Don when you get there.
The Don, it's done. I'm doing it. Coach, thank you so much for being
good
so gracious
with
your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
He is the legendary Don Shula, Hall of Famer, joining us, and, of course, Ohio native at Harvey High School back in Painesville, grew up in Grand River, Ohio, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.